I talk a lot about brand names because a great brand name makes everything easier. We have some great brand names in Memphis. FedEx, although the company originally didn't want people saying FedEx, is a great brand. Federal gave the brand credibility in its earliest days. AutoZone, though not the original name, is a strong brand. Better, I think, than the original Auto Shack. Lifeblood's a classic. A great brand name you've probably never given a thought about is WKNO. Think about it. Public broadcasting in America has been a fact since the early 20th century. Today, there are 354 stations in the public broadcasting system. WKNO was not chartered until 1953 on the air in 56. How in the world was the station lucky enough to capture the call letters, the brand, WKNO? It's the best possible call letter brand of all public stations. The word no with the W transposed. Well, it happened like this. The station held a public contest. Mary F. Harmon of Memphis and an anonymous Dyersburg resident both submitted WKNO. How come a large eastern market that had public TV ahead of Memphis didn't grab WKNO? Good job, Mary.
John Malmo is a marketing consultant. If you'd like to hear other commentaries by Mr. Malmo or ask him any kind of marketing questions of your own, go to askmalmo.com.